go to toddler church, follow Mandy. Take your Bibles, go to John chapter 9. John chapter 9. We're going to try to get to verse 11 to start. And I don't know how fast or how... if we'll get to the end. This is a series we've been doing called the Light Series. The light passes by, the light came on. And this one, I wanted to title it, and hopefully I will, and it'll be on the website as this, is Leave the Light On. Leave the Light On. But I almost wanted to call it Jesus Will Stand in Your Blind Spot. Amen? Jesus will stand in your blind spot. I'll give you a kind of refresher of where we're at in John chapter 9, the light series. Jesus passes by. He's got his 12 disciples with him, and they're passing by a man who's blind. Blind from birth. Most people who've studied this and understand it is the man had no eyes. Because you couldn't really come up on somebody and determine whether when they got blind, if they were just blind and they had eyes, you might think they had an accident or maybe it was... happened over time, but if a person looked like they had never been born with eyes, you knew right away that they were born this way. There was a deformity in such a way. So when Jesus passed by, the question was asked, who sinned, the mother and father? And I've spent 3 weeks turning that over and over and over, but then Jesus said, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but yet where the works of God might be done through him. Listen, I hope you get this right here because this is God put on my heart yesterday so big. Listen, I don't know what you call yourself. I don't know how you see yourself. I don't know how others see you. But sometimes, no, all the time, God sees you the way he has ordained you and made you. Let me say it again. God sees you how he made you and how he ordained you. A lot of times churches, especially Baptist churches, we try to stay away from ordained, called and ordained. Predetermined, preordained. Listen, all that means is God knew he was going to call you and he didn't know if you were going to respond or not. You hear me? That means God said, hey, I was calling you your whole life. I've got a life for you that I've ordained, that I've made, that I've got a purpose and a calling in your life, and it's sitting here waiting for you if you'll ever choose me. You can leave that vehicle, you can leave that life and never get involved in it, never get in that preordained life that God has given you, or you can. This man was sitting there blind. Come on, y'all better hit me this morning. That man was sitting there blind as can be, and he thought in his life, he was an adult, probably 35 years or older, and everybody had written him off as the blind guy. I don't know who you are this morning, but some of you have got a title for who you are. God, I wish I could say some of them. Huh? That desperate one. That crazy one. That depressed one. That scared one. Amen? That one that struggles in relationships. God, that liar, that thief, that addict. That bitter old mean person. Oh, never mind. I just ruined my altar call. That gossip. Amen? Golly, I done ruined both altar calls by saying bitter and mean and gossip. We won't need an altar call. Nobody ever comes to the altar and repents anymore for being a gossip or a backbiter. Nobody ever does. They just cloak it in prayer request. Amen? It sounds better if you say, we need to pray for so-and-so, and then speak for 40 minutes on what they did. Amen. Never mind. But Jesus looked at him. Listen, Jesus got in his blind spot and spoke about him before he ever done anything. Before he ever seen, before Jesus ever touched him. He said, listen, while he was blind, Jesus stood there and said, this man is not in this situation because he is a blind man. He is in this situation where I can work through him.
You are in the situation you are in where God can work through you. You just have to recognize that He is there in your blind spot. And you know what a blind spot is? Anybody can drive around here? A blind spot is that place that you can't see for yourself. The Bible says it this way: we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous. No, not one. Listen, not one person in here can claim, hey, I was born this good. Hey, I was born in the, I was, God blessed me from the womb, amen? No, He did not. You were wretched, lost, and undone from birth. Amen? Nobody ever taught you how to sin. Amen? Nobody had to, right? You have to learn how to be righteous. All right, watch this right here, verse 11. So he goes, he touches him, sends him to the pool of Siloam. Y'all have heard this. If you hadn't, go back and get the series and listen to it. It's online. Watch this. He goes to the pool of Siloam, washes, comes back with his sight, and look what happens in verse 11. Let's do verse 10 and 11. Therefore said they unto him, how were thine eyes opened? For he hadn't been seeing very long. He hadn't had his eyes open very long, and somebody asked him to tell him how. Amen? Listen, when you truly get saved and born again, and people see a big difference in your life, the first thing they're going to ask is, how did that happen? How did that happen? I love his answer. He's not super spiritual, didn't go to college, didn't have nobody teach him, nobody. He didn't have any learning, no long time with Jesus. He answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay, anointed my eyes, and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed and received sight. What Jesus seen of the man is an ambassador, not a blind man. What He sees about you is an ambassador, a preacher, a person who can teach, a person who can lead, a person who's a missionary, a person who can be powerful in the kingdom of God. He doesn't see you by your faults. He sees you by your callings. He sees you as children. If you will just resign to it. He goes, listen, if you ever, I was thinking this a few hours earlier, nobody would ever listen to him. Everybody had a title for him, but all of a sudden he hasn't been healed very long, and all of a sudden somebody's going, hey, can you tell us how this works? And listen, you ain't got to be a theologian. You ain't got to have the smartest words in the world. All you got to do is tell them what happened, step by step. He said, Jesus, this man named Jesus, came by, touched me, put clay on my eyes. He told me to do something. I did it. I can see. And you know what? The proof's in the pudding a lot of times, man. Just stand there and say, look at me. Amen? I don't have to give you a great message. All I got to do is show you somebody who was blind is now seeing, who was a liar who now tells the truth. Amen? Who was struggling with all my sin, who's not struggling with all my sin anymore. Amen? Can you see it? Do you see it? I love this. Then they said unto him, where is he? He said, I know not. Verse 12 is awesome. Praise God. How many of you run into people who knows everything about God? I do. I run into a bunch of them, and they're super spiritual. They're so spiritual, they would have to come down to talk to God. Amen? I'm being honest with you. They got every answer for everything. And if they don't have the answer, they'll tell you, well, this is what I think it says. Amen? But look what he said. He said, this is what happened. Jesus came by, he touched me, I washed, I can see. They said, where is he? I don't have a clue. Ain't that awesome? Some of y'all are so scared not to have all the answers about God, but guess who don't have all the answers to God? Anybody. Only God. That should help some of you, amen? You ain't got to be the smartest person. You ain't got to know from Genesis to Revelation. You ain't got to know everything. Just know what happened to you, amen? You've overcame the world by the blood of Christ and your testimony. All you've got to do is say, I don't know how he did it. Matter of fact, don't even make much sense. But guess what? It happened, and this is the way it happened, amen? I believed, I repented, he washed me, I'm forgiven. Next thing you know, I'm telling people. I was sitting in the dark, he came by, now things have changed, and all of a sudden, seems like I got this little thing going on with me and God and people. Golly, y'all wish y'all would help me preach. What, are y'all okay? Man, I don't know what happened. He touched me. Now me and Jesus got this thing going on, and now he wants me to reach out to other people. I couldn't see it from where I was sitting. Man, how many of you seen how good God was from your dark spot, from your blind spot? I didn't. I'm sitting there going, man, I don't know what he's going to do with me. I don't know how he's going to change me. I don't know how he's going to use me. All I know is he wanted to touch me when nobody else wanted to touch me. He wanted to fix me when nobody else could fix me. Amen. He wanted to make me whole. And there's this desire in there. You're like, wait a minute, God, how is that going to work? Is anybody want, listen, are anybody in here want the logistics to God? All right, God, if I get saved, all right, God, if I totally sell out to you, what's the plan? And can I help you with it? Some of y'all need to stop helping God with the plan. Y'all got that song bumping in your car, Jesus, take the wheel. But you, I don't know what you're talking about, because most of the time he'll drive for about 15, 20 minutes. Next thing you know, you jumped over and moved him into the passenger seat, if not the trunk, and told him just to hang on. We're going to ride again. I wish y'all won't have an altar call now. Because so many times we come to God periodically and we tell him, God, I'll serve you. God, I'll follow you. God, I'll trust you. And you give him the keys to the car, the wheels, to everything else. And about 5 weeks in, you're like, all right, God, I really don't see how this is going. Can you let me drive again? Ooh, man, I'm just going to keep preaching. I don't know. Listen to this. They said unto him, where is he? He said, I don't know. 13. They brought to him the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. Ain't this guy, man, all of a sudden, this guy has got an appointment to speak at the head of the table. Amen. He's got an appointment to go before the Sanhedrin. Oh my goodness. The religious elite. They said there's hundreds of them. And they said, oh, in their big robes. God, I wish y'all get this. And they look so clean and so pristine. They look really like what Jesus called them. He said they look like whited sepulchers. I hope our church don't ever become whited sepulchers. You say, some of y'all are sitting there going, what's a whited sepulcher? They look like a big fancy graveyard. They were beautiful on the outside, but they were full of dead men's bones. See, God's so cool. A lot of times he'll take somebody who was sitting in their blind spot. Not a couple of hours later, he'll have them sitting in the most religious places in the world just because he can. Amen? Y'all wish y'all could see this. This guy, he's walking in. They bring him to the Pharisees. He was blind just a few hours ago. He's walking in there. He's like, they're like, hey, man, you've got to hear this guy's testimony. He's the guy that Jesus took the dirt and spat, made him some eyes and washed. And the Pharisees, you know how religious people, well, I won't believe it until I sin. Well, bring him on up here. We'll listen to what he has to say. But the bum, he's like, man, I can't believe this. Just a few hours ago, I was sitting on the side of the road begging for everything. Now God's got me. I've testified once already. Now I'm on my way up to the church. God, I wish y'all could get this. Has anybody God taken? Is there anybody here that God has taken, and your life is so much different now, and you're like, I couldn't see, man. If I wish y'all would have seen me August 28 of 04, and where we're at today. Oh my God, I can't believe it. Jesus came by. You know, Jesus, all he did was come by. All he did was touch the man. All the man did was wash, and here he is in front of the Sanhedrin. Watch this. And they brought, and on the Sabbath day, then again the Pharisees also asked him, is that where it is? Where am I at? And he answered and said, God, Jesus, they brought him. Okay, and on the Sabbath day, when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes, they brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. Verse 14, and it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again, the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. And he said unto them, he put clay upon my eyes, and I washed, and do see. Whew. Did it change? Has his testimony changed at all yet? No. He was just blind. He just went down. The same testimony that was on the street is good in the highest of high places. Even in the most religious places, his testimony works. Jesus touched me. I washed. Now I see. My goodness. standing in front of the most religious people in the world at the time. And there he stood, and they said, you know that was on the Sabbath day when he touched you. Yeah, I do. And I'm glad he was on the Sabbath day. I'm glad it was any day. See, listen, a lot of times we think God is limited by a day or a time or a place, and we can get super religious if we're not careful, kind of like we are today. Oh, I can't believe, listen, I can't believe some places are minimizing church. I can't believe we're doing that. Well, let me tell you this. You don't have to minimize God in your life at whatsoever. You can talk to him whenever, pray to him whenever, sing to him whenever, work for him whenever. Praise God. You don't have to limit anything. If it's all about 1 or 2 hours on Sunday, we've got an issue. I hate to tell you this. I'm just going to be real, real open and honest with you. This place right here sometimes is the hardest place for me and God to get hooked up. I have a really good time with God when I'm riding down the road. I have a really good time when me and God are walking in the country. Amen? I have a really good time when I get real, I hate to say this because God does this to me every time, when I get real busy mowing my yard. Oh my gosh. If the sun ever comes out, Lord help us all, right? We'll be mowing all summer. But if I get real busy and me and God just focus, next thing you know, I'm having worship and experience with God in places that are not church. Amen? I love corporate worship. I love when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen? There ain't nothing like it. There ain't nothing like it when the brothers and sisters of Christ come together and corporately worship God. But let me tell you something. This ain't the meeting place only for God. Amen? This ain't the only meeting place, and this ain't the only saving place. Amen? This ain't the only meeting place, and this ain't the only saving place. But we love having you and want you here, but praise God, he can work everywhere. Amen? I love it. Verse 16, therefore they said, then said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. They say unto the blind man again, what sayest thou of him that he hath opened thine eyes? And he said, he is a prophet. He stepped up a level, ain't he? Listen, just get this with me. Praise God, just a few hours ago, he was sitting on the side of the road blind. Now he's sitting in front of the most religious people, and nobody else will say it. Nobody else will agree how good Jesus is. And all of a sudden, it just hits him. He's a prophet. You know what he meant, right? He's speaking for God. He must be God. Amen? He's speaking directly from God. Amen? The Pharisees, man, they were so blown away. They're like, sinner, who in the world do you think you are? Right? What's this? But the Jews, verse 18, but the Jews did not believe concerning him and he had been blind and received his sight until they called his parents of him that received the sight. No, they didn't. They called his mama and daddy. No, listen, listen to me. If you live this thing right long enough, people won't even believe how bad you were. You weren't that bad. You were really that blind. Amen? Did you see them? They were like, wait a minute, we don't even know if you were blind. Let's call your mom and dad up here and see if they'll give a testimony. Listen, I hate to tell you this, but nobody can testify for you. Nobody can live Christ for you. Amen? I was thinking about this yesterday as I was preparing this. Listen to this. Guess what? I wished I could tell every parent in here, if you live it right, walk it right, and do it right, your kids will do right. I can't promise you that. They stand a good chance of it. But guess what? I've read this Bible through and through, and good people had bad kids. And bad people had great kids. And some of them had two. One bad, one good. You would think they was raised on either side of the house. Hey, man. How did this one turn out this way? And this one turned out they had the same mama, same daddy, same food, some what? Right? What happened? Hey, man. But guess what? It's about a choice. It's about a choice. If God comes along in your life, I don't care. Listen, I didn't have a mama and daddy that took me to church. I didn't. My dad didn't get saved till he was 36 years old, and my mom didn't get saved till she was in her 60s. Guess what? I wandered the streets most of the time. None of my friends would get to spend a night with me because they knew if they spend a night with Kevin, they're going to be doing everything but the right thing. Amen? But you know what? I'd find myself on a regular basis walking to church on a Sunday morning. I'd go to the Baptist church, Church of God, Methodist. I'd go to storefront churches, and I would just find myself sitting in there. And everybody would go, "Where'd you go this Sunday?" "I went down there to this church." "Oh, you did?" "Yeah, I did. It's weird. What happened?" "I don't know, but I loved it." Amen? Do you understand what I'm saying? Guess what? God had a purpose in my life, a calling in my life, but I had to turn on to it. Amen? I had to accept it. I had to say yes to Jesus. It had nothing to do with my mom or my dad or anybody else. It was me. Praise God, you can have the worst parents in the world who never go to church, never worship. Guess what? And God can still use you. Amen? Or you can have the best parents. Amen? They can bring you to church. They can drag you to church till you was 18 years old. I was running a boys' home one time. We had six boys in the church van, and we were about to pull out of church. And you know what? One of them said something like this. He said, "I can't believe some of these adults who didn't come to church this morning." "What do you think about that, Kevin?" I was a pastor, you know. And they were like, "What do you think about that?" I said, "You know, listen, I understand that you're upset." I said, "But you're in a boys' home right now, and you really ain't got no choice." Amen? Your boy's home parent is a pastor, so we're going to be there on Wednesday, and we're going to be there on Sunday and Sunday night. I said, "But one of these days, you ain't going to live with me, and you're going to have to get up and go yourself." Amen? And that's when the proof will really tell on itself. Amen? That's when you got to get up and set your own alarm clock. Listen, your relationship with God is between you and Him. Amen? I love this. And they asked Him, saying, verse 19, "Is this your son who you say was born blind?" I love that. Golly, "who you say?" "Really?" Oh, sorry, y'all, just stick with me. "How then doth now he see?" His parents answered them and said, We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but by what means now he seeth, we know not. Or what hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him, he shall speak for himself." Man, do y'all not, I don't know if y'all get down in the Bible like I do like this, but this is just cool. I love it. They're like, "Is this the son over here that you say was born blind?" And listen to this, this is his mom and daddy. They're like, "Oh yeah, that's our boy." Amen? Think about that. That's our boy. And he was born blind. Yeah. He didn't have eyes. But guess what? He does now. And we don't know how. I wish we could have an altar call for parents right now. Amen. I know two or three in here right now. I wish we could have altar call. I'd almost gave up. He was in a blind spot. She was in a blind spot. She was in a place that I didn't think she'd ever get well. God. Y'all ain't seeing that. Those parents, he was born blind. So they had sat there for 30 plus years and thought, "There's no hope. They're not coming out of this. Nobody ever comes out of this." And then Jesus. And then now they're up at the house of God going, we couldn't do it. And we don't know how he did it. And it's kind of weird that we're going to have to try to give a testimony of something we couldn't do. Why don't you just ask them? Can I ask you this morning? If somebody puts you on the spot, how'd you get saved? How'd your eyes get fixed? Your spiritual eyes. How'd you get woke up? Would you give an answer? Amen? I love the parents. Ask him. He's of age. We can't tell you. Praise God. It's an inside job. Christianity's an inside job. 22, the word spake to his parents. These words spake his parents, because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore said his parents, "He is of age, ask him." Did you see what just happened right there? Here's two parents that had a son that was born blind. Jesus had touched them, and they were fearful of being kicked out of the synagogue, so they said, "We don't know." My God. If God ever does something real big in your life, give him the glory and honor. Don't worry about what other people think about you. Don't worry about saying stuff like, "This is a miracle." This is the Holy Spirit of God. God done something. Because guess what? Well, they're them holy rollers. Oh, them people at that church, they just believe God can do anything. That's just the people. They just get so excited. They're so emotional. They just get so excited about, yeah, we do. Because he's something to be excited about. You didn't know. You have no idea where he found me. You don't know how he got a hold of me. You don't know how he changed me. Praise God. You think I'm emotional now? Wait till we get to heaven. Praise God. You ain't seen nothing yet. Pray, you'll have to catch me. I'm going to be honest with you. Some of y'all, oh, he's going to get so loud. Praise God. You better hope you ain't my neighbor. I'm going to be honest. We're going to shout forever. Amen. That's going to be the first 10,000 years is going to be a raspy one. I hope we get that new glorified voice box. Amen? Because some of y'all are so guarded. Oh, God save me. I was raised in a good home and somehow I found Jesus. That ain't me. He found me when he had got to the last place with me. He had got to the point where he said, all right, Kevin, this is it. This is it. Some of y'all are pushing up to that place where God's saying, this is it. Stop and surrender. He's got a better life for you. Whew. That word about getting kicked out of the synagogue and their son could see. Kick me out. Amen. Verse 24. Then again, verse 20. Check, look at this. Chris, watch this right here. Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. We know not this man, that this man is a sinner. They're calling him up there again. Amen. Y'all thought Christianity was going to be boring. Y'all thought Christianity, I don't even know what I'll get to do. If you do it right, you'll be so busy in the kingdom of God, you'll forget how you were. Golly, bum. Y'all don't believe that, but praise God. Somebody told me, Christianity, I don't know how to have any fun. Man, I'm having the time of my life. I've been wide open since the day I said I do. This guy's, man, all of a sudden they got him back up there again. Hey, come back up here. We got another question for you. Please tell us how this happened. And don't bring, golly, this is good. And don't bring up Jesus because we believe that guy's a sinner, okay? Let's just tell your testimony, but leave Jesus out of it. Tell your story. But can you calm your Jesus down? If you can calm your Jesus down, you need another dose of Jesus. Amen. If you can contain him, praise God, you're doing something wrong. Because Jesus, golly, Jesus loves when people put you in positions, you ain't even got to think about it. If you love him and you've been saved, if they'll put you in the right position, God will turn you on like a switch. And you won't even, oh, never mind. Then again, they called him, and this man is a sinner, verse 25. And he answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know. Sorry. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. I don't have a degree. I can't tell you theology. I can't tell you whether he's right or wrong. I can tell you one thing. I was blind. Now I see. I was a liar. I don't lie. I was an addict. I'm not an addict. I was into this, but I'm not into that. The things that I hated, now that I love. I don't know. I don't really know him on a level that you seem to know him, but I just know that I'm not sitting in the dark anymore. So I can't say whether he's a sinner or not. Verse 26, then they say unto him again, what did he to thee? What did he do to thee? How open he thine eyes? Are y'all good? What's 27? Y'all ready? What's this? Some of y'all need to get here. There's nothing wrong with your old testimony, but some of y'all need to upgrade. Do y'all know what an upgrade is? When you had the iPhone 4, if you still got it, you need an upgrade. If you got a flip phone, you're awesome. Don't get an upgrade. He answered, I have told you already, and they did not hear. Wherefore would you hear it again? Will you also be his disciples? Did you see what he just did? He changed it up. He said, listen, I wish I would make a note right there by verse 27. He says, I am no longer the blind guy. I'm turning the light on and the light's staying on. I am not the addict. I am not the liar. I am not the bitter person. I am not the gossip. I am now an ambassador for Christ. That is who I am. That is who I will remain. If I tell you my testimony this time, will you believe in Him? The only way I'm sharing about my old testimony is if you're going to get something out of it. If not, I'm going to tell you what. I'm just going to tell you that I love Jesus. Amen? God, some of y'all need to hear that. Some of y'all keep, I could tell you about August 28th of 04. It was a great time I came to Christ. I can tell you about some things that happened to me early in my ministry, but you know what? I'd rather tell you about some stuff that happened yesterday. I would rather tell you about some stuff that happened last week. I'd even much rather tell you about some stuff that is going to happen next month. Amen? Because we're going to reach people that you never thought we could reach from this church. You thought, man, that church, that's up there in the middle of nowhere. There ain't nobody coming. Everybody's going to know. Well, how do you know that? Because I know Jesus. Amen? Oh, I'm sorry. I just said that out loud, didn't I? Some things Jesus tells me to keep quiet because if I say it in front of the wrong people, people start clenching up and going, oh, no, they're going to want something. All we want from you is to love Jesus with all your heart, mind, and soul and love others as yourself. Amen? Watch this. In verse 27, I'll read again. And he answered them and says, I have told you already, and you did not hear. Wherefore would you hear it again? Will you also be his disciples? Then they golly, verse 28 is so good. And then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciple. Don't you put me down. Do you see what they just did to him right there? They promoted him. The root word of disciple is discipline. Do you see what just happened? They said, you're a disciple of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. You're one of those Jesus believers. You're one of those holy rollers. You're one of them people that just believe Jesus can do anything. You're one of those people that he touched you one time and you're one of his followers. Thank you. Did you notice what? He didn't say it himself. Let somebody else call you a Christian. Let somebody else call you a believer. If somebody has to fish out the fact that you're a Christian, maybe you aren't one. Amen? You can be saved and not be a Christian. Don't be mad at me. You can be saved and not be a Christian. You can absolutely say a prayer and believe it and not be a Christian. Christian means you act like Christ. Other people should look at you. They did in the book of Acts, and they said they're behaving like Christians, which literally translated like little Christ. They called them Christians at Antioch first. They called them Christians at Antioch first. As a matter of fact, when they said they're Christians, they didn't say it like, oh, they're Christians, that's awesome. They looked and went, oh man, they're Christians. Amen? So somebody should snarl up their nose every once in a while at you and go, man, it's one of them Christians. They said, we're disciples of Moses. God, can I preach right here for a minute? Y'all mind? You know what? They said, we're disciples of Moses. Guess who Moses was a disciple of? Jesus. For rather partaking of sin for a season, he thought it would be better to suffer with Christ. Okay, when Moses went up and got the Ten Commandments, do y'all remember that? Y'all just stay with me. It's a little bit of history in the Bible. Guess what? He went up and got the Ten Commandments, and he came down, and he was the advocate for the people. When he carried those Ten Commandments, can I show you something? How do you think he was carrying them? Kind of like that, you think? Maybe? And he came down, and the people were acting a mess, right? And he had the Ten Commandments. How was he holding them? Does this show you anything? Does this kind of look like anybody? Somebody was holding the commandments would have had to hold them like this, two great tablets. And when he came down to the bottom of the mountain and seen the people acting the way they were, he broke the commandments and he said, they can't do it. And I can't either. We're going to need somebody who can carry the commandments all the way to the top of the mountain and die for every one of them and become a savior. Moses was a disciple of the one who didn't just carry the commandments but were the commandments and died for the commandments. He put the whole law under his feet at Calvary. because Moses couldn't carry it. He was looking for one greater. Amen? Whew. That didn't cost you anything. It was bonus preaching. I love this. Then they reviled him and said he was a disciple of Jesus. Verse 29. We know that God spake unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. And the man answered and said unto them, why herein is a marvelous thing that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Verse 31, now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he will heareth. Verse 32, since the world began, was not it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. Y'all need to make that a life verse. It's awesome. Verse 34, they answered and said unto him, thou was altogether, oh gosh, I love it. They answered him and said unto him, thou was altogether born in sins. They'll criticize you. It's the only weapon they got. And dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. Is it all right to get cast out? They criticize him. Who are you to talk to us? You're the one that was born a sinner. Who was? They all were. And they cast him out. Golly bum, don't be afraid to get kicked out of some places. Amen? Are y'all good? I promise I'll stop right here. Watch. Well, I promise I will. Verse 34, and they cast him out. And Jesus heard that he had cast him out. They had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? God, y'all got to get this. They kicked him out. Now, the blind man who was healed by Jesus can't get in the church. He's outside the temple just walking around like, man, what am I going to do now, Jesus? I mean, here you are. You know, you got me on this path. You sent me down this road. And I figured, God, I wish I could help some of y'all. I figured I'd be a big star in the church. I figured I'd be helping people up there with the sand. I thought they were going to promote me in the church. And he's just walking around. But guess who found him outside? God, y'all don't get stuff, but get this. Guess who met him outside? The same guy that they wouldn't let in the church either. I've been going to churches a long time since I've been saved. Some churches ain't got Jesus in there either. Amen. They want to get rid of you because you act like Jesus. Amen. He's walking around outside, all of a sudden Jesus, and it says he found, golly bum, y'all get this. He's walking, he don't even recognize it was the one who opened his eyes. Sometimes Jesus comes back to you after you've been out of the darkness for a while, and it takes you for a minute to recognize. Because you ain't in that desperate mode anymore. You're in a servant mode. And you see him a little differently than when you did when you were in your man. Amen. You kind of learn the relationship on a different level. Amen. Watch this. And he answered and he said, who is the Lord that I might believe on him? He's talking to Jesus and don't even know it. You got to believe in Jesus. Who is he? God is. Y'all know that God's cool? Dude, he is so cool. I mean, I would ruin it. I'd be like, I'd show up like, you know who I am, right? No, never mind. Jesus is standing there having a conversation with him, and he's like, you know, you got to believe in God. Oh, yeah, who is he? Where's he at? I'm standing right here. The whole man. All right, let's do it. Watch. And Jesus said to him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. Whew. Why is, of all the places Jesus could be, he could be out healing lepers. He could be doing great feeding people. You know what? He found the guy that he had touched a few hours or a day before, whatever. He found the guy that he had already touched, and he's having a conversation with him because he's been sharing his testimony. Listen, he's been sharing his testimony and going before people and glorifying God and being an ambassador for Christ, and Jesus shows up again to him. If you want Jesus to show up, get busy doing what he called you to do and stop living where you were. Golly. Some of y'all are sitting here wondering, why won't God do big stuff in my life? Because you're still trying to live like you used to be when you was in the darkness. Stand in the light and let him work in your life. I love this. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. You mean he worshiped him all by himself? And Jesus said, for judgment I came into this world, that ye which see not might see, and that they which see might be blind, made blind. You know what he did? He saved the guy after he healed the guy. Some of y'all been touched by God, but you won't let him finish the job. Let him finish the job. You've been around God. You've felt the fire of God. You've experienced God. But you've never said, okay, God, I believe, I trust, and I'm going. Amen?
There's a lot of people that are sitting in darkness. They're sitting lost in this world. And they need to see. They need to see some people that have been saved walk it out in front of them. Not preach it, but walk it out in front of them until the point where they say, what happened to you? What happened to you? How did you get out of your drug addiction? How did you get out of your troubles? How did you get out of that mess? How did you stop doing the lying? How did you stop watching porn? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? How'd you stop doing that? Jesus. Amen. Let's all stand as he comes and gets the song.